Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. We will get to some of the NHL talk pertaining tonight's games, Florida-Toronto, Dallas-Winnipeg, and last night's games. But I did want to follow up quickly on the mention of the Amherst schedule. They go 2-3, potentially, in the next round. Two at home, three on the road, and the best of five against Laval in the North Division final. Your thoughts as a player with this schedule setup, Marty?
Well, the schedule is very much like regular season schedule for the American League. You play Wednesday, you play on Friday. Now, it would have been like Friday, Saturday or Friday, Sunday. And then you do again Wednesday, Friday, Sunday the next week. It's dragged on, like it's stretched out. But that's the AHL, and that's something that's always happened. So maybe you get more rest. Maybe you get more prep in the way that it goes.
I think you're missing my question. Maybe I was on mute. When you're a player and you're not the number one seed, but you get to start on home ice for the first two games, is this advantageous or a disadvantage for the Amherst, who would then have to go to Laval for three straight games?
Again, it happens quite often in the American League because of building availability and other things that happen. I mentioned this, when we played the Philadelphia Phantoms in 99 in the playoffs. We had home ice advantage. We started in Philadelphia. We played two there, and it was a best out of seven. We played two, then came home for three, went one game six, and then would have come back for game seven. It has happened a ton in the American League, those type of schedule. Mm-hmm. Now, I personally feel like this is it depends how it goes. At first look, I'm like, this is advantageous to the Rochester Americans. You get to start home. Maybe you win two games at home and all you have to do is say, we only have to win one more on the road. We can do that. That's no problem. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden you lose one at home and you're like, ooh, we got to win two out of three on the road to advance. Like, it all depends on how the first two games go to see if there's an advantage or not. At first look, I like it because you get to play home. You get to set the tone to the series and move on. But as we have seen now, like, in the NHL, road team won both games last night. There's very little.
In the first round, the home team won more than two out of three. So
yeah, but I'm just saying we moved on, and it happens. You could go in, and all of a sudden, you lose a game at home, and it changes the complexity of the series. On paper, I don't mind it.
It's never goalie versus goalie because they don't shoot upon each other. However, what do you make of it being Devon Levi against Jacob Fowler? Now that Fowler came in back in last night, got the clinching game for Laval, one can presume with a whole lot of confidence that he's going to be the guy in the next round. So instead of Levi looking at a Primo at the other end, who had a terrific AHL season, a little bit older, challenged to get solidified at the next level, now he's looking at, like, he might kind of be looking at like what he was 2 years ago, right? Like it's
well,
an
not
interesting...
so much, not so far removed from what he is that, or what
that's
it was.
What I mean, like it's all is, there. Yeah,
this is Levi's second pro year. Fowler is like okay, starting, so they're very close. They may be competitors for many, many years. When you look at Fowler, is probably going to be the guy in Montreal in some years to be the, or they're hoping to because he's that much of a prospect and a high-end prospect, and Levi is open to be the guy in Buffalo. So they're going to be competing, and that's the start of that rivalry. I think that's mm-hmm. great. The biggest challenge here for the Rochester Americans is not knowing a lot of Fowler, not having played against Fowler, not having that experience. Mm-hmm. When you get to play the same team or the same goalies over and over again, you get a better look, a better book. And sometimes it's just a reaction, right? If you're Brett Murray, you're like, I'm in front of the net. I know what works on this goalie. I'm going to keep doing it. And all of a sudden, not the same goalie. Or Yuri Kulik hasn't seen Jacob Fowler. There's changes that happen. But I think that's the biggest challenge here is saying, hey, we've not seen that goalie. We have to really start to put in the work to be able to find some something that will work for us.
Amerk start a week from today on home ice. It's the 14th of May. It will be against Laval. Amerk's host the first two games of the best of five, and we can't wait for that thing to get started 1 week from today. Top two teams in the North Division are squaring off. It was an ultra-tight season series in game. The results might suggest differently given how often Laval won, but the games themselves were incredibly competitive. Can't wait to see how it all plays out with what is obviously a different-looking Amerk's lineup with all the players back and yes. presumably some even better health for this team, you know, based on the time off between the second round, which was just completed, and the third round, which lays ahead. All right, back into the NHL, which you were so willing to dive into right
I'm
off
eager.
The top
I'm eager.
Show. Eager. Ben Eager made his debut on ben Sabres eager. Live today. Carolina wins 2-1 in overtime. And all I could think of amidst their 94-34 shot attempt advantage, Marty, what was I thinking last night as it pertained to Carolina?
This game was not in Carolina, so they must have traveled their statistician yes! to Washington.
That's exactly it. I thought ESPN did a terrible job of conveying to the public that Carolina does, in fact, travel their statisticians, which is why the numbers were what they were.
So back in the days, Duffer, and I'm sure people in Buffalo remember this. So because of the fact that you had goal judges and off-ice officials in the playoffs, it would be off-ice officials from other building. So at the start of the game, they would announce tonight's off-ice official from the Hartford Whalers. They would actually bring in the Hartford or the teams that are not in the playoffs or teams because they wanted impartial look at goal judging and time clock and all of that. So they didn't announce it before the game, but I'm pretty sure they said tonight's off-ice shot attempt official comes from the Carolina Hurricanes. Although that's how the game was. Yeah. It was completely dominated by Carolina. Logan Thompson was unbelievable in the first period, in my opinion. That was the reason why it was still 0-0. Washington adjusted for a small second in the early second period how they were going to break the low cycle of Carolina, get the defenseman to jump in the halfway and be able to stop that. That led to the Protas goal. John Carlson gets in, breakout goal. Mm-hmm. But then Carolina decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go the high cycle. We're going to get the puck to the point, and we're going to get point shots because Washington is doing a good job on the low cycle, which led to the overtime game-winning goal from Slavin.
94-34, the shot attempts in favor of Carolina. 33-14, the on-goal shot totals in favor of Carolina. They get goals from Stankoven and Slavin, the latter the overtime winner. Protas had the tally for the Capitals. Protas also had the terrible pass into the feet of Alexiev that led to the Stankoven goal. So good and bad for Alexi Protas as he tries to be more of an impact player like he was during the regular season, of course, coming back from injury. Edmonton 4, Vegas 2. Come back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Passion after the Golden Knights had a 2-0 lead. So those of you keeping tabs on this is 13 times in these playoffs already that a multi-goal lead has disappeared. And on this night, it wasn't even close. In fact, Marty, you could sense, if you were not watching the game on mute and listened to Bruce Cassidy's bench interview, even when they were leading, he was thoroughly not impressed with how the game was trending in favor of the Oilers, and they never got it back on home ice. This was as dominant a close game, in my opinion, as you can get. It just looked like Edmonton was eventually going to roll them out. It just took longer to do so with the game winner coming with 3 minutes left.
Yes. So you talk about coach's in-game interview. Chris Knobloch, the coach of the Oilers, had a very positive one when they were down 2-0.
Right.
They're like, what do you look? All we need is get a goal. Like, we're playing well, but we don't have anything to show for it. And boom, Draisaitl gets a bit of a bounce from behind the goal line. He whacks it back. He knows what he's doing. He's like, I'm trying to go off a body, mm-hmm. hopefully the goaltender, and put it in the net. It did. So then when they got that goal, I felt, you look at the Oilers and the matchup games. That was the first time Eichel and Stone were not on the ice against the McDavid and Draisaitl line. Mm-hmm. Well, that led to a goal. And then after that, I felt like the McDavid-Draisaitl line really took over. Eichel and Stone did not play as well defensively. They were able to get the 2-2 goal, and to me, that's Zach Hyman. That was a nice play. Corey Perry. Actually, it was the 2-1 goal was the Perry goal, and then Draisaitl made it 2-2. Sorry, but the Perry goal was excellent. But I look at the Oilers. Calvin Pickard. We talked about goaltending. He gives up what is a terrible goal. He's 5-0. Yeah, unbelievable.
Five straight wins. He's the only goalie that has rattled off a long streak here, and it continues.
But the goal to Stone was a bad goal. Like, it's a 3-on-3, comes in. He's given up one of those a game, but it has not flustered him and not flustered the Oilers. And then he just says, okay, I'm fine. I'm just going to let the puck hit me a couple of times. Now, Vegas only had one shot in the second. It wasn't like they put a lot on him, but he's still doing his job. He's collecting the wins, moving on. I felt like that was good. No Alex Pietrangelo in the game, by the way, because he was sick. That may have affected a little bit of maybe the defending against McDavid and Draisaitl, but at the end of the day, this was a perfect type of game for the Oilers.
In all due respect to Pietrangelo, when I say it shouldn't, it's because I have infinite belief in how the defense corps is constructed, and if any team can withstand an absence. And look, they held Edmonton to 28 shots. They themselves were held to 17. So the two losing teams last night combined for 31 shots on goal. Our old way of saying it is be better to both the Capitals.
Do better.
Do better. If you want to.
You know
result.
What? Yeah. Referees have to do better. There was so Ryan Nugent-Hopkins got a 4-minute high sticking penalty early in the first period that nobody put their arms up for. And if Hurdle doesn't come up with a little blood on his face, they probably don't stop the play. And then there was another one where they were going to call Trent Frederick for a high stick. And it was Johnny Murray, the linesman, number 95, that came in, put his arm around Kelly Sutherland and was like, No. That's not a penalty. Like, I'm like, seriously, guys, like, yeah. Be better, do better, because that was two big moments in a game that could have changed and gone the other way.
Indeed. It didn't go the Colorado Avalanche way in round one, but Jared Bednar will return as head coach. And in a related slash unrelated development, David Carl has signed a multi-year contract extension to remain with the Pioneers of Denver at the NCAA level. So scratch one name off the coaching carousel board who might have been going to the NHL. Tonight, Florida is at Toronto. Dallas is at Winnipeg. We have 30 seconds to get this out of you.
Okay, so let's start with the Winnipeg Jets. Shifley looks like he's going to go tonight. Josh Morrissey remains out, apparently. So that's help offensively. But Morrissey's a big part of their blue line. So, and Logan Stanley's still not back in. So that's that. And Florida, well, they're getting Aaron Ekblad back. So that's the one thing that's going to help them. I didn't think they were good in the first game. Early on, and then they got better late, but it was too late. So I think Florida ties it up tonight, and I think Dallas, to me, is the better team. If Morrissey's not there, it's going to be tough against the Dallas Stars.
Quick timeout. Great story when we come back on Sabres Live.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.